Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Change gonna come. Sam Cope. Yes. It would be nice to have this gentleman around, but you know the way things go. Much for us to understand about life. All right, but today, another edition. Yesterday, the show went well, no problem. Let's hope that today is the same. We must talk to allow civilization to prosper if we do not, you know? And there is need for the appropriate reaction to things. Surely. Nothing should be resolved by violence. Resolving issues by violence, evidence of ignorance, overflowing ignorance that constrain people to act violent in an effort to resolve problems. And that's not the way to resolve problems.
by violence.
Because you get out of control when you get violent. So you don't stand a good chance remedying things when you go violent with stuff. So what create the country that is called America today, or United States? Violence. Sodomite violence. And the people who are equipped to tell lies and do all kind of stuff and get in and take control. And what is the right response? It's not violence, as much as they are violent. To begin with, if the African people had used the right appropriate response to these faggot, mad, crazy white people, it would not have come to this. But you see, when the hybrid people go out of control, well, it exposes them to this kind of problem that we have here. Because when we were minding our own business and living the way we're supposed to, these folks interfered and caused things to go wrong. Now, we are clearly the people who are created civilized because of the nature, the creation in history, not Bible. For us to have these people come in with a Bible and telling us about the creation and stuff, and we don't have enough sense to rebuke them and send them where they belong. That is where we fail. That is where human beings fall from grace. It's not what the Bible says. What the Bible is saying is nonsense. The Bible is not certified to speak to nobody at all civilized. The Bible is for uncivilized white people. That's very, very clear and plain, and I'm not saying that maliciously at all. I'm saying it because it's true, and if it is not true, then call me. 347-850-1358. Because I am always in I have a position that I think I can't make it better, and that is to be honest and upright. And though, because I say something that is unpopular, and you know, people are able to take it negative and stuff like that, my concern is not what a person is going to say, but what they say. You know, because there's no way I'm going to muzzle anybody from saying what they think or what they want to say. But it's their responsibility to make sure if they are correct with what they say. It's not for me to make them correct. They must know. Because if they are not correct, I'm going to have the job to prove to them that they are not correct. And then that's where things don't work too well. We should work together to understand and to resolve stuff by coming with what's right, saying what's right. Don't talk a whole bunch of foolishness to elevate the nonsense that you don't even know about and trying to get by with it, right? I am not that way. I have gone through quite a bit of process to fix my mind, fix my attitude, and to be just, to be fair with someone else. Don't please myself when you are right. If you're right, I'm going to learn what's right and start to behave myself by what I think is now right. So that's my thing. So when I tell you this, it's not my fault that white people begin to behave like they are natural hybrid people, uncivilized like hybrid people, whilst they are denying that black people are hybrid. They write a Bible to deny that black people are hybrid and all that. Point is this, you see, you can't trust a cat, put milk in front of them and think that they're not going to drink it. That's the way it is with these white people. They have shown something that my observation shows. They have let themselves down. Based on what the history shows about they being in Europe 1.8 million years ago, long before the gods came to Africa and create all these marvelous things in the world, and especially the hybrid people that they created, right? And now we have these white people doing everything to overthrow that the gods, they did anything, and that we have been created by the gods, even though they have it in the Bible and talking about it. But these fucking shit people, they don't care. You see, they don't care about fucking ass and lie and steal and murder people who don't do them anything. Hey, by the way, if you think I'm off, they make law. Pass the laws, call it legislation. And you'd be surprised to know why they did it, because it is still shocking to me that civilization has been eroded in this way, that African people are actually reading a Bible that don't make a dog fucking sense. And black people are overcome by white people. They are the uncivilized folks, because it's to show that. They didn't have good meal, except they hunt animals, but they never had a good home life. They never had anything civilized. You see them now, over past 12,000 years, they come to this, go and research it, and you'll find out. So look, if they come along with their own old bunch of nonsense and we cannot debunk them, then we are in serious trouble. I thank my gods to open my eyes. And it means, like I am saying, appropriate response. We have appropriate response to manifest. Not violent. And this is not Dr. Martin Luther King. I am no reverend. He is or was a reverend. I am never a reverend. Okay, and what I come to see as the truth, for me, is going to be the truth until somebody can tell me it's not. The Bible cannot tell you that something is not true, especially history, when it is not certified of itself that any truth. See that? Good. What I'm trying to say to you, these white people, they have brought themselves to a level in the world where they are the highest, intelligent people in the world. Okay? It is absurd and ridiculous, but look, if you don't have the civilized faculty, you can, like, for instance, these white people learn to read simply because they go out and interbreed with higher level intelligence than what they ever had.
Now, for us to become intimidated because they are murderers, they are thieves, and they fuck body all day long, and they come and with their what they call unlawful imperial colonialism. What that engine to? Just like the Jesus of Nazareth. Where this Jesus of Nazareth come from? These stuff they write because no Jesus ever exists 2,000 years ago. You see? But see, because black people just behave like, okay, they can't be bothered. And these white people exploit the what I would consider to be negligence of the black people. Because we are the ones in charge to develop the world with orderly society, with king ruling in a bicameral chamber, with elected or selected deputies, right? We have our own establishment of government, and for no reason right now, black people not open up their eyes, at least not enough, you see, to create presence of power, not weapon, but authority. And you have these honest fucking white people all over us, you know, making up churches and all these kind of stuff that, you know, we must now establish their fucking AD and a damn new world order for them. And see what they show us? They are not afraid to move in on us and say, we are their citizens. Now it's time that they're going to know that's not true. Right? They want to behave like they are high life type of people. Since when? Since when? Let's find that out. If you have your right, you don't throw it away to animals, these white people. Because they feel like they are bad because they have been able to reach this level of opportunity. Because they are uncivilized, they are gluttonous, they are hateful, they are marauders, they are everything that is evil. And I can say it all day long until I am dead. It is a fact. White people are criminals, terrorists, they are fucking ass, and everything that is slimy. Nothing they have was ever theirs. At any time. Never theirs. And nobody will talk about it. I'm talking about it. Because guess what? If they are right, they are right. If they are wrong, they are very wrong. And I know they are very wrong. And it's just so that, you know, the truth is mightier than the lie. And honesty is mightier than criminal theft. See? So, the truth, honesty, that's what we have. You see? And they want to make us look like, because they take up all the wealth, all right, and everybody must just go out and try to fuck. Most of all, they want you to start fucking ass. That's what these white people want. The presidency that they call United States of America, the president of the United States want all black people to start fucking their ass. Even Biden, that's what Biden is all about. Biden is not for black people. Biden is talking now and begin to like talk diplomacy in a certain kind of way. But don't be fooled. You have to read and understand who these people are and Don't take them like they're just there, like, you know, normal people existence. That's not true. Black people are sucked up into sodomy and don't realize it. And if they think that all of us are going to be like Dr. Martin Luther King and the rest of the guys, and the Black Lives Matter, they make a sad mistake. Because there are a lot of us that have not come up or come out for them to realize that, oh, wait a minute. But America don't belong to white people. Okay? And all they come and set up like they have government and all that kind of thing, police force and this and that, they are all sodomite fucking people. Sodomite. That's their culture. Tell me when they change their culture from being sodomites. These wild people. Tell me that. They are in the Bible as sodomites. Don't want two daughters, but they want two men who are visitors to Lot. Fuck them. That's what they said. They don't want no woman. Right. This is what we have in America. If you don't understand that, I have to tell you that. The presidency that you have right there, don't think that is the little people them out in the street. It's not them. It's the presidency. If you never knew that, if you think that the Bible has 1 ounce of truth about trying to save you, now, I done read now and find out all of what I believe from my childhood, 7 years of age till I'm over 50. I'm finding out these things are raw, raw lies. I should have known a long time ago, but it just happened. It just happened now that I'm reading and nobody is pushing me. I am seeing these things and I am convinced of myself based on what I read. Now, I call on people to say, well, if you think I'm not telling the truth, call me right here and talk to me about it. And I always offer to people, you know, and say, you know, I'm open. I want to talk. And I'm talking serious stuff that white people don't want to hear. And they are like, you know, in my own country, African country, they think that they are here for some 400 years. And that makes them authentic American. They're not. They're not, because we never give them no resident license or what they call it, citizenship. The government that people have in America is kingship. And it's been kingship since our Lord, the gods, created us. We're not under nothing else, and they're coming here with their purple fucking ass and tell us that they are controlling over us. You see, and I'm telling them to go back home and go fuck their ass as much as they want. Leave black people alone. They don't understand that. They do not understand that. And what they have done, suck up all of the African people now who no go to church. You don't see anything out there except these fucking churches. And you think that's something good about it. I just find out there's nothing good about it. Okay? Why you think they are sodomites? And they go into Rome and all of Italy, New Zealand, Australia. They go to Egypt and mash up a lot of Egyptian damage they have done. And why they are able to do it? Because they caught them from the overthrow of the king in Rome, Italy. They start calling themselves Romans and make it seem like they were Romans all along. And when you read the World History textbook, nothing don't go so. No gospel in the world is the textbook, but they know that who they're talking to, like the black people, them don't read, so they don't know no different. They don't know differently. You see? And this is what is happening, that black people not moving up with their understanding. And what we are supposed to, how we are supposed to behave ourselves, how we are supposed to speak about ourselves or anything. And this is what is going on now. They come in and decided that they are going to take control our entire lives. If you don't see it, start look. Because that's what you are looking at with these sodomite fucking ass white people, man. And talk about they coming here and making law from federal government. Federal government is passing into asshole. Yeah. The Pope don't hide it. All of them don't hide it. And what they have written about over the past 2,000 years is that that's right. They are honest fucking, white people. That's their culture. And black people blind to see it. A Christian, your baby, when you have children and all that kind of thing, and like that, you know, the Lord blessing and all that. Look, it's just a miserable kind of a thing. And whereas we are afraid. I am not afraid of myself. You see. And clearly, once you're in the church and that's your belief, that's what you claim to be real for you, divine, worship to a God you can't see. When you think that way, you are not connected to reality. And that's what I found out. There was no Adam and Eve that sinned against any God. And you read the Bible alone, and you will see none don't go so like what we are taught in the church. No God and no Jesus create no heaven and earth. Because number one, is Jesus a black man? Look at all these kind of stuff. There are too much things there for black people with ordinary education to not see that something is wrong going to church. No Adam and Eve. You're reading this talking serpent stuff and things like that. If you read good, you should find out something wrong with it. The fact that you're not seeing it, it means that something is wrong. Your mind is altered by this fucking white people Bible. Okay? So the thing is, since we are faced with the situation, the only thing for us to do is to re-educate ourselves, come to know something. In my case, I start to read and notice that I'm reading. And I was just in time to catch myself. I caught myself not making any sense. And there are so many things for me to define and categorize in my conclusion of what I am processing. And I was just on time before I'm too old and can't think, find out that these white people have changed the civilized world into sodomite world. All they're talking about Jesus, everything is a lie. About Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world and all that kind of thing. It's sodomite fucking, they can't even come out of the fucking ass. The crisis that the white people pose to the black people is so deplorable. It is so deplorable. And the black people are just like, in capitulation, capitulation, because they feel like these guys now, they have control over everything, the government and the law and things like that. They don't realize it's not true. They just assume that, and everybody are bought into it that it's true, and black people not, you know, doing anything. Black people not doing anything to remove the problem, because all that they are talking about, vote. You know, black people isn't supposed to vote. Do you know what level of ignorance black people bow to? Going to church and voting? That's not something we are supposed to do. Look into the history textbook. And the book that we are following, bowing down to these white people government, is the Bible. The Bible about Adam and Eve. And absolutely nothing in there is certified as true. Nothing whatsoever. Was Billy Graham a certified preacher? Yes. Because they have AD and Adam and Eve institution. And so they have the law. Right? But if you take up this civilized world history textbook, that is what has chronological thousands upon thousands of years of accurate historic people action. The world history textbook. And if you're not reading that, you're lost. You're lost. These white people, they know a lot of things. See, they are educated. Where they get the education from? That's information that black people supposed to know. And since we find out that the white people them put us in a slavery and do all kind of stuff to us, we are to realize that nobody's going to help us but ourselves. You see? And whilst they cannot keep us from actually finding the history and read it, they can't stop us from doing that. They can only inhibit us a certain kind of way. But if we are determined to find the truth, we will find it. Because it is all over the place if we will just know to go look at the places where we can get it. Apart from that, my friends, we will die in our ignorance, you see, because when people of different races, ethnic group, you keep your position according to our nature brought you about, and everybody respect each other. These sodomite white people don't have no respect for nobody, hardly have enough for themselves. Moreover, it doesn't matter how good the black people have been to them over the past 12,000 years. They don't care now because they don't really look. They're not civilized. Civilized, you don't understand that? How can they be civilized with a Bible? Nobody civilized is not going to write the Bible. No. Yes, it is unfounded. Adam and Eve in a garden. It's unfounded. A God making heaven and earth in 6 days. It is unfounded. There's no truth there. You have to find serious prehistory before the flood. You see, and that's a line that people are to draw. And don't make these white people turn you into fools. I am not going to shut up and behave like white people own America. No. That's what they want us to do. You see, when we are to tell them they're a faggot, they're homosexual, behaving like them, you know, are dressed like us. No. You see, that's what they want us to do. That's not what we do. Otherwise, we will never identify our own self. No, it's the sweetest thing to tell them who they are. Because they are here and very sneaky, killing us the way, any way they want to kill us. Kill Gaddafi, kill our leaders and everything like that. And we are going on like we don't have any sense. You know, like, we don't know where to come from. Look, imagine. Black people are in America. But what is the condition of the black people in America today? Can you tell that? No, you can't tell that because you're afraid of the white man there. Being afraid of these white people gives them the power, and especially the fact that they are not civilized to begin with. It is the level of civilized knowledge they have. They appreciate when we behave the way we do because it gives them a signal that what they're doing is okay. Yeah. This is what is happening. The white people think like, you know, all right, we go to church. We go and vote. We don't look to nobody else but the God in the Bible. And the God in the Bible is not a character that ever lived unknown. And that's what they invent and make up and decide to tell us to believe that. And see, they kill a lot of us in, you know, decades ago to accept Jesus Christ. They kill a lot of African people to accept Jesus Christ because they know they are faggots. They know that they have to take enlightenment from us. They know that. But after they find out the way we are not people who like to carry on like we are living on the moon, they find out, okay, well, they're going to do it. You see? They're going to take charge. And this is what is happening. White people don't respect black people because black people don't show them that we know who we are and what we are worth. We don't show them that we know that. So they decide to take the wealth from us and control us. Oh, we here now with European over us. Oh, where? They make law. What kind of law did they make? Law with penalty of death to kill us, banishment and take away whatever we have. This is what they have done. They started out with two terrorist gang, you know. That was long before we came around. Yes, they started out with the Inquisition and the Crusades. You see, that is like about, you know, coming up like up into the 15th century AD Anno Domini, since they changed the calendar and controlling things. They gradually, you know, amass power as we go along because they find out that they can't amass power if we were taking power away from them. We're not taking power away from them. We support them. Work hard and support them. Take, you know, because they're taking out as much as they can out of what you have, right? And this is what is happening. These people gain power more and more because black people behaving like they are an old dog with Alzheimer's. Okay, and you see these black people out there, a lot of education and everything like that, but they don't have any sense. You see, they speak politically according to the so-called Indo-European, you know, Indo-Roman or something like that. They call themselves all kind of something. And we African people allow them to use our wealth and play bully to black people. And wherever we have some little like government in Jamaica or something like that, or other West Indies, these guys suck everything out of the little accumulation that the black people have now. You see? Because they have all the ways to do it. Our black people, see that? Where things should have started to remove all of these white people from African places, African black boy them seem to be in bed with these homosexuals that has taken over all of our African territories. Imagine that. If we not about to do something about this, they have a whole bunch of weapons to keep anybody from mounting anything against them. You know, like violent weapons, fight fire with fire. No, I don't expect to see nothing like that. And I don't see, it's not that is necessary. If you're going to, you look at all the places that guys use weapon and like Castro, you know, move the other guy out of power and take control, and many other places where these things are happening. People cannot be happy. You see all these Cuban people, they run out and come to America, right? Imagine that. Imagine that. And Castro is not a white man. Castro is not a white man. He's an African man. Right? And this is the kind of thing that we see happening, that black people don't care about other black people because Africa doesn't set that example. And it is shocking. Now, is there anything that anybody can do? Of course. Of course. Because the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. If we were living the right way, we wouldn't have these white people around us. No, we would not. You look and see the devastation of hurricane and the hurricanes and the hurricane and the tornado, right? Because it is very clear that if, as the Bible says, God is watching over you and stuff like that, then God would not be sending the mighty wind that nobody cannot withstand and destroy us. No. Because they make the rain to fall and don't make it come down and like a chunk of ice and kill us. No. And closest we come is to like a golf ball, or I don't know if you get any bigger than that, but see what I mean? How easy we could be destroyed very easily, and yet still intelligence has kept us flourishing. These white people come here, and since they come here, tornadoes began to frequent and increase intensity. Until now, there is even fire tornado start to happen now, right? It is increasing more and more. Here I'm talking here, and I'm talking from the experience of what I have read about history and where we are coming from. If we just look at what we are here today, or over the past 10 years or something like that, we are never going to understand the world and who we are. If you don't read and know where we are all comes from, the Chinese and the Indians and the Arabs and the Hispanics and so forth and so on. If we don't read to know it, we are not telling each other, because a lot of us don't know. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And if you don't want to get serious for yourself, you see, and allow these white people who never had anything come now, and all of a sudden black people don't remember nothing about these white people. And now from they attire themselves with in raiment that they never knew. Over 2 million years, they didn't know nothing about clothing or nothing. And we allow them now, and we cannot tell them who they are, you see, because they are killers. Well, look here. They are killers. I am something else. I am something else. You see, because if they can talk and overrule what I say as being, I don't know what I'm talking about, that's a different story. But it is going to be a problem when I am telling you the truth you cannot refute and you want me to shut up. No, I'm going to tell you right away, look, go back at your culture. That's what you have to do, because I only have the gods to call upon. And if they are willing to do what I am pleading for, then it's not nice over there. You see? And I ain't doing nothing to harm anyone. Point is, you white people sodomites need to understand something that is about honesty. Don't come here and talk about you being honest when you come here and kill off all of the people here and talk about you setting up. And look, it's not one place, it's not two places. For some reason, why do you guys think that, you know, you have a right to do the kind of stuff that you do? What kind of a civility you think Hunu have? And come here and use all the wealth we have, and now forget the past, forget who you are, but you are getting a reminder of who you are. And it's time you know that there is the highest power that you cannot contend with. And I know that. When you think peace and safety is going to be sudden destruction, it is going to visit or not. It is written so in the holy book. Okay? It's in there. Whether or not you know, but it's there. Ariel, sitting on the head of the fat valleys. All right. I know I don't have a lot of time, but these are things that I have to say, because there come the time when nothing more will be said. So to have these white people come to our different venues and kill us, you know, this is out of my wits that something like that can happen. And they have done it and do all kind of things, the church and all these other lavish things that they make up. And decorate themselves as, you know, the most normal people in the world. Now, listen. Sex, both in human and lower animal, shows sex is the most, is life. And if you are living the good life, then you understand that sex brings reproduction. And when you want to have sex, it was not that sex designed to accommodate a person's desire to have sex. You are having a desire to have sex because nature inside of you determined that. But nowadays, nothing is of value except the pussy. Everything is focused on the pussy now, the body oil. Imagine that. The world is now set upon the pussy and the body oil. The white people them turn the world into the pussy and the body oil. Not even the penis so much. That come third. The penis come third. It's never going to get popular like the pussy. Vagina is far above, and you know, both ways you're going to have even, I mean, look, the pussy is the most, one of the most valuable, the body, right? And it is because of the hormone. So if you think that it is because you want, you know, if you treasure the moment where you have sex. If we really understand what sexuality is, we wouldn't behave the way we do about it. Because for one thing, you have to clean up yourself all the time. You have to clean up yourself all the time. Your body is not something to look upon and revere the body like you're revering a Lord. Because the body is very fragile, right? And, you know, shit is always in your body because, I mean, not unless you just take a wash out and purge out all of your intestine and stuff like that, then you would be free from shit. The time you began to heat again, you begin to form shit in your bowels. The body is not for us to worship. It's to keep clean, and if you're having sex, you must know what you're doing. Okay? These white people come from a origin where their perception, they fuck anything. That's the way they are, because that's the way their glands and organs, why they are a sodomite culture. You got to understand that. And when they now begin to take our wealth and style the world for everybody, if you want to look up between each other's curtains, right? And the women have women vying for their pussy, and they have men vying for their pussy too. You see what I mean? So the women are getting it both ways. When it's, you know, the down low people, you know, who we think that them no homosexual, but they're just down low. You see, they're not going to get a lot of men who go into that. No, I don't see a lot of men going into that. They'll catch a few, these white sodomites. They'll catch a few men, black people. You see, go for it. But I don't see it as a, you know, as a windfall, you know, of people transforming and changing. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I am telling you, whereas they are not supposed to be among us. It's not us among them. You see, they are coming, but they are coming like they are conquerors from where? We have laws to protect people. And they come in and say, well, then we don't have no law because we have skin law A, B, and Adam. Well, tell me where the fuck is A, B, and Adam come from? Tell me where it come from. Tell me how it's law and govern black people. I'm telling you, these germicide, I mean, filthy white people don't want to stay in their own territory. They don't want to do that. They all take money and take weapons and get everything they want. They're fucking ass, stinking shit, fam. And they think all the wealth that they have now is, you know, I'm telling them, okay, all right, just as you fuck ass, you don't know when something is yours. Because you can't tell that an ass is not to be fucked with your penis. You can't tell that. I don't think you're going to be able to tell that you coming and invading African territories and talk about imperial colonialism. It's the same kind of thing. You don't have any sense. You don't know. That is not something that is civilized to do. Well, just like your fucking ass and don't know that, you're not supposed to do that. Well, that's what you folks are. So now, we got to call the mighty ones above with the type of thing, you see. And turn you guys all over. Don't stop turning until you get to the bottom of the ocean. They take care of you down there. Here is, let me play you a little tune. A little tune that is, let's see. All right. It's a nice tune and, you know, a nice beat to it. Let's see. Which of these tune that all right, let's see. Let's try this one. Deanne Warwick. Audrey.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love the tune, at least the music. Right. Let's see what we have here now in the synopsis here, and the title is New Evidence Suggests Humans Lived in the Americas 30,000 years ago. Now, do you hear this? These white people are always making it seem like, you know, I think it hurts them when they have to admit that they come here looking for wealth. At the time when they came looking for wealth, overthrow the king in Rome. Right? And they have been struggling for 1.8 million years and have not been able to develop any higher sense of civilization than they came with under Homo erectus. Right? Now, things have changed. Whereas they have interbreed quite a bit. You see, because they are crazy about sex. And what is going on in their body is something that, you know, dangerous to civilization. They are not supposed to come close to civilization at all. But that's what they want to do. So they go into the Neanderthals and interbreed up with them, who are far higher in civilization than them, right? And that placed them into a higher level human creature, and works out bad for these black people who obviously have not caught on to taking the best care of themselves. And then they got into a miscegenation thing with these sodomites. And that means the sodomites, them who have not been civilized for 2 million years, all of a sudden become, you know, civilized just like African people, like hybrid people. Not in whole, but in part. Our blood, you see, in their offspring that they beat up with our people. And now they are able to develop, knowledge to read and write and do a whole bunch of stuff that they should not have been capable to do. And know that they don't have a stable or depth of discretion and equilibrium, they don't have the same glandular system that we have, right? So when they get some of our blood and begin to have more intellect on their side to create problems, they are not able to control their sodomy libido. They can't control it because they're not born with that control. And when they are able to make intelligent mischief where they are right now, this is why they're ruling the world. Because, you know, push them out. It could be me. Of course it could be me. It's me right now. It's me right now. You know, they can kill all these guys, Tyndale, and kill
Galileo kill a lot of people. They can't kill everybody. They can't kill everybody. They kill so much black people. Simple because black people trying to make a living and they kill you because you are making a living. They don't want black people to come on their feet because they know if black people turn against the church and turn against, you know, them as a whole with them sodomites, they know that they'll have to find their homeland and go back where they come from. They know that. So they want to keep black people down to where they have no rights. They cannot rise from where they are. That's what they are doing. So if black people are doing well, they find a way from doing well. Look at this nasty faggot sodomite Batman fucking we have in our place, and we do nothing about it. Africa is over there, and I wonder what they're doing. Are they fucking ass too? Because I cannot understand the reason why Africa do nothing at all to these nasty, batty fucking white men. That it is clear what they set out to do is to take what the black people have and usurp. We have intellect to know better than that. We have better intellect than that. Why aren't we using it? Why aren't we using it? Rather, we are here talking about democracy and voting. Those things, we shouldn't even know the name of them. You see, it's just simple. But you know what? After a while, everything will die out. After a while, everything will die out. What are we making of it right now? You know, black people following around white people like them a dingy fly. Black people. And behave like everything is all right. Everything is not all right. Everything will be all right when we have enough sense to put ourselves back where we belong. And we don't need to go there and carry and keep up nothing with these people because we are far beyond them. Kingship started with the gods. They established kingship. And black people have been the king. What these faggots do, come in and say they're overthrowing and change regime. And because we allow them to do it, well, our foreparents who go lay down with them, right, and make them fuck them, and now we having problem, we fall from grace. And they come now with a Bible telling about Adam and Eve in a garden, like, you know, we have created hybrid. This is what they're doing. Well, my friends, it's just, you know, it's just something for us to understand. So they are behaving in a way now that black people must stay behind them. Don't know who you are and let them be the ones that know everything. They are the most civilized. Imagine that. And then start call you know, their civilization and all that. Not go like that. New evidence suggests humans lived in the Americas 30,000 years ago. An anthropologist from Iowa State University has found evidence in Mexico that humans lived in the Americas as far back as 33,000 years ago. This is 20,000 years earlier than the accepted date of arrival for the first Africans. No, not African, but American. The first Americans who supposedly crossed the Bering Land Bridge from Asia before migrating southward around 11,000 BC. The new Iowa State University discovery does not negate the evidence a more recent arrival. But it does contradict the theory that those later settlers were the first to occupy the land of North and South America. Right? But it does contradict the theory that those later settlers contradicts the theory that those later settlers were the first to occupy the land. Of North and South America. Yes, because the white people, sodomites, that's what they want to achieve. You see, any date they can change, that's what they'll do, just like they write the Bible, all these lies in the Bible, you see. So they want everything else, like they go and they want to smash up the Sphinx in Egypt and go to the place there, Alexandria, and burn up the library and the books. You see what I mean? With these white people, I do not understand why black people feel like they're comfortable with white people living among them. You see? And what they really, really... You see black people not making any fuss about them being sodomites? No, they're not. They're not terrible about their sodomy. No. Because now they achieve love and marriage if they want. You see? You see, and they've never married before. They're so uncivilized. They've never known about no marriage, not like that. But since they mingle with the African people, and they don't want it to be known, that's what they do, is mingle with the African people. Because now they want it to be like they evolved, civilized. And the history does separate us completely. It goes on to say, Iowa State anthropologist Andrew Somerville organized an expedition. To Mexico to study the origins of agriculture. God, the Elohim brought it from above and bring it from here in the Tehoscan Valley. Previously, studies have shown that this region played a played a foundational role in the development of horticulture in the Americas with samples of the earliest form of several domesticated plants, species, having been found there during archaeological explorations. Did Paleo-Americans reach South America first? First Africans arrived by sea over 15,000 years ago. Hear that? Surprise finding suggests the bone sample, Somerville and his cohorts obtained came from rabbits and deer, which presumably had been killed and eaten by the ancient inhabitants of the cave. These bones had been found. The bottommost layer of an excavation, meaning they had been deposited when the cave was first occupied. Through radiocarbon dating, the scientists hope to discover exactly when humans began living in Kothalan Cave. Kothalan Cave. Submitting material for analysis. According to the radiocarbon data, the deer and rabbit bones had been deposited in the cave between 33,448 and 28,279 years ago. Check that out. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and blessed assurance, the Elohim created the hybrid people. These white people here, we must put a stoppage. We must invalidate AD on a Adamany. That's the problem, my friend. That's the problem. AD on a Adamany is not built upon any autonomous law, no tradition, no nothing to it. They make it up themselves and talk about they have power to make legislation and pass them and do it to kill anybody they want. This is what we are under today. Why we accept it? Stupidity, ignorance. But I am telling you that white people don't have any government. They don't have any government. They're stealing right now. Right? And once we are telling it, it is true. Once you can prove it is untrue, it means we say, get out. And that's it. And you don't know when that force is going to move you out, but you watch it. May you be good. May the good Lord bless everyone who are honorable and respectful to the work of the gods. And that's all I have to say here. It's your mind to think.
and to behave yourself the way you're supposed to. And don't follow these sodomite people. They have to go out. It's simply because we have not taken our stand on time. But right now, they are claiming America is this. It's time for us to tell these fucking ass, Donald Trump and all these people, and, you know, the present couple that is in there as presidency now. These people are not president of black people. You see, it's because we're not reading, we don't know. You see, they don't have, a legal government, put it on planet Earth, long before they have any sense about family or anything civilized. They never know anything, right? So it is time for black people to understand. Because if you don't understand, you're going to keep on believing these fucking white people who never wear clothes and learn to wear clothes because of us. See, they're writing this fucking nasty Bible and talking about God said the man is like one of us, knowing good and from evil. So the God that they're writing about in the Bible didn't want Adam and Eve to eat the fruit to know good and good from evil. What is the good of they being there to start reproducing and fill up the world, and they don't have no knowledge of good and evil? God didn't want mankind to know good from evil. That's what these faggots write in the Bible, and black people believe it. Take good care. See you at the next See you at the next edition. Take care of yourself. It's all in your hands now.
Why do you
and your reward will be the same tree.
Of poor people in poverty.